Parkinson's disease is a progressive disease of the brain.
In the United States now, there are estimated to be 1 million individuals affected.
We need to understand what the basic mechanisms are. What goes awry?
The drugs we have that treat Parkinson's disease so far only treat the symptoms.
There are 4 potential identified sites.
One of the strengths of the group of investigators here is that they are studying a number of different aspects of neurodegeneration.
We are learning more now, every day, at a pace that has never been equaled before. So is it reasonable to hope for a cure within the next 5 or 10 years? Yes, it is.
This building, the William Black Medical Research Building, was built in 1965. That's when we developed a floor in this building for Parkinson research.
There's a track record here that is unparalleled.
In fact, the first double-blind trial for the most prominent drug we have for Parkinson's disease, levodopa, was done here at Columbia.
This is the amount of L-DOPA synthesized from the cytosol.
It's unlikely to be feedback inhibition.
There is dopamine in the system that you are ignoring.
Excuse me, we added reserpine here under conditions where you get rid of most of the dopamine in the whole culture.
All of the investigators here are internationally recognized for the work that they do.
This division has more research dollars related to Parkinson's disease and movement disorders than any other group in North America.
We have done such an outstanding job that the federal government, through the National Institutes of Health, has awarded us a Morris K. Udall Parkinson's Disease Research Center of Excellence.
These laboratories are almost 40 years old. Science has not stood still in the last 40 years.
Times have changed, research has changed. There's lots more teamwork, there's now a lot of genetics work.
The physical facility here has become so run down that it is extremely difficult to do cutting edge science. So these rooms need to be totally redone.
Unfortunately, at this point, these open spaces are very inefficient and works against us. One thing we have done because of this open space is to use it to store our freezers, because we don't have on this floor enough communal area to store those type of equipment.
We have had episodes where there have been surges of power that have been so massive that in spite of surge protectors, we have had computer boards blown out.
So ventilation is another major problem in our lab, bringing a lot of dust over everything.
The distilled water apparatus has ceased functioning.
The only source of high quality water that we have to do all our work come from this pipe. And when it's done, we have to go back to our lab and use this as the source of our high quality water.
I never cease to be amazed at how they get as much done as they do using the now primitive equipment that they have to work with.
We don't have a dishwashing facility here. This is one of the most basic aspects of any lab or home.
A common problem that we have with all the labs on this floor is the fact that those window sills are quite old and not tight anymore and bring a lot of dust that you can see here that comes on all those equipments. And that is in addition to the frequent problem that we have with water leaks due to the fact that those pipes are old, breaks, and the hazard of having water dropping on all these equipments.
Right now, we're doing the best we can. As you can see, the space is a little disordered. A lot of the organizational ability, even just shelves and normal things that we need, is really insufficient, both in terms of ease of work, efficiency, and ability to do different types of experiments.
If this group of highly talented, extremely productive investigators is to realize their full potential, and frankly, if we are to keep them here, they simply have to have new laboratories that enable them to utilize the most modern state-of-the-art techniques.
Many young scientists who are finishing their PhDs, for example, want to come here and get training. We need the facilities for them to come. Labs have to be designed properly for the right scientists, and that's one of the things that the renovation takes into account.
All of the space that's outlined in red will be done during that first phase. That will be phase one. We need support to get this project done, but we can't do it with the money we have to date from the NIH alone We need additional funding.
This space actually is for animal testing.
It's going to cost us about $5.4 million to renovate. But the government knows how good we are, and we applied for a government grant. They gave us the maximum they could give for renovations. They gave us $2 million of the $5.4 million. So we need to raise $3.4 million more. Our scientists are so capable and able to do so many different things. If they had the right facilities, we will conquer this disease.
I think you can ask yourselves, if they've done so well under these circumstances, just think how much better they're going to do when they have the proper space, the proper resources, the proper facilities. It's going to be unbelievable.